Usually we refer to a lot, we refer to building a lot. Well, I'll tell you something, the home gardeners, but they don't call that about a lot. In the country, she would call that, I'm trying to think of what the, she would have her home, she had a separate little garden from her farm. And they had no wire. They would use the, have you ever seen, in the country they made their own shingles and their own, their sticks like that, their flat, and they put them all around the garden spot. And she called that her garden spot.
Yeah.
She grew her vegetables there for the home use.
Why did you call it
fence? It was not a fence, it was made of wood. She had no fence. Like we would use, she had chickens. She didn't use chicken wire to keep the chickens out. But she had this fence and it was made of rail. It was a rail. No, that's a different type of fence. This is going, these are flat about that wide, mm-hmm. come to a point.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm talking about? And they,
you call it
tail and
the picket fence.
You could call that a picket fence. It could be a real slab. It could be a picket fence because it goes up into a little picket. Maybe that is what it is. You can see what that is.
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
I want to know exactly because I
the kind of fence now that the real old ones that went in and out like this.
I think you call that the real fence, isn't it?
Okay. And what about fences made of wire?
That is a bob. Bob, B-A-R-B, Bob wire fence. Yes, Bobby too.
Okay. And if you're going to put up a barbed wire fence, first of all, you have to dig up big holes for the...
For the post, with the post hole digger.
Okay. And do you ever have a fence or wall made of loose rock or stone?
A wall or a fence
made of loose rock or stone.
That is one right down at the foot of when you leave here. Evidently, it must have stone because it has concrete. It's solid wall concrete, but that concrete seal would naturally. It only could have been made with a farm. When you go up and go down, and then you turn to go down to Glenwood Drive,
mm-hmm.
you came up that way, didn't you? Did you notice the wall on the side? Well, now, that could have rock as a base.
Yeah, what would you call that?
It would be a rock wall.
Okay.
But I don't know where rock. Oh! When you get to the top of the ridge up here,
uh-huh.
those huge, those are rocks cut, that's cut stone. And they look that big, but I know they're larger. Come on the right-hand side, the big house, you go on top of the ridge?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that, all of the rock wall?
Yeah.
Well, that's a rock wall there. But my granddaddy did that type of work. Now, that's rock wall. You could do cobblestone. You know, it's too tight.
Yeah.
The cobblestone is made with the rocks that you got to put down in the yard, out in the field, and just pick up the stone rocks. And make a cobblestone wall.
Okay, and let's see, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in the nest
for? They used to put what was known as a china egg in there, but now I imagine it would be a plastic egg.
Okay. Did they have a name for that? They called it, if you were gathering the egg and you left one egg in there,
that's
that?
The nest egg.
Okay. And what would you use to carry water in?
A water bucket. A water pail. But they call them water buckets.
Is a pail and a bucket the same thing?
In a sense, because a milk, you don't carry milk in a water bucket, you carry milk in a milk pail. So I would consider a pail different to a water bucket. Because the water buckets, they're not used for milk. but the milk pail was used for milk.
Yeah. Were they both made out of metal or both made out of wood or something like that?
I have seen the wooden water bucket, and I have seen the, it was of a heavy metal. What's a galvanized? It was a sort of a heavy like. It was made out of similar material, the type of metal that a wash tub.